You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, we're going to go to the phones here now and talk to somebody who I've known for a number of years, State Senator Del Marsh, who serves from the northeastern part of our state in the Alabama State Senate, until most recently was the pro tem of the Alabama Senate. But I do know from personal experience, having served with him for 8 years, that one of Del's passions is the idea of school choice. And the concept that we should do something more than what we're doing now because, well, we're 50th in the nation, so what do we got to lose? That being said, Del just dropped in a bill, which we're talking about a lot, and I've got him on the phone, so without further ado, State Senator Del Marsh, thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thank you, Phil.
Well, are you tired yet?
No. I mean, you know, we've got the bill out of committee today. I'm glad to say it's another step in the right direction. It's a lot of challenge ahead, but we are continuing to move and hopefully make some progress with parents' choice.
Well, and I agree with that, Del, and I want to talk to you about the amendment that's on the bill too, but right now the basic concept of the bill is this opens the door to allow the dollars that would normally follow a child in a public school system to go to wherever the parents deem most fitting for the child. Am I correct?
Yeah, it takes about $5,600 of state dollars and allows a parent at their discretion. They would have to apply to the board, but basically take those dollars to either another public school, private school, parochial school, virtual school, a combination, even vocational training.
Well, I mean, that's a huge step, Del. I mean, this could be a game changer if you get it passed. And I know you got out of committee today. Am I correct?
That is correct. It came out of committee today. As I said, I want to get to the floor as quickly as possible, and I'm trying to make sure where the votes are before I bring it to the floor.
Well, what kind of I mean, I'm already seeing the usual suspects. The teachers union, the AEA, has already come out against it, of course. The Alabama Association of School Boards is against it. And there's the usual freak out about, not about the kids, but about taking our money. How do you accommodate the argument that this takes $420 million out of the education budget that they say they need? What's your response to that?
Yeah, here's my response. First of all, you're correct. In committee day, they called for a public hearing. AEA, School Board Association, superintendents all opposed the bill, talked for about an hour about money, but never about students or parents. So it's all about the money. And my argument would be is, you know, we have in Alabama, maybe people don't realize this, in terms of southeastern states, we are third in per pupil funding. We're behind North Carolina, South Carolina. We're ahead of Georgia, Tennessee, Virginia, Louisiana. So, I mean, Alabama has been putting money into education. My argument would be that even if you fully implement this plan over 3 years, I think that the growth of the Education Trust Fund would pay for the plan without even taking any dollars from the existing coffers of the education community. However, even if you took the full $420 million tomorrow away from the education community, Alabama still ranks third in student funding. So it doesn't even change our ranking. But I think it's time to give parents a choice. It's time to put competition up against our board. I mean, we're ranked 50th in the country in mathematics, 46th in English. Our ACT scores have fallen a point and a half in the last 5 years. I mean, it's time to create some competition and improve education in the state of Alabama, and I think parents' involvement is a way to do that.
Well, I agree. And, it goes to the philosophical point, Del. I made it on the show a little earlier before you came on. You have to question yourself, and not yourself, but people need to question themselves. What do they believe? Are those tax dollars that are paid in to feed the system, or are they there to educate the child? If it's there for the child, then where they go is less important than what they get when they get there.
That's right. And it's not all about the money, Phil. I mean, if it's all about the money, all the states that are funding per pupil lower than we are wouldn't be ahead of us.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We are dead last.
Yeah, absolutely dead last. Well, so let me ask you this, Dale. I mean, so I distinctly remember one of my favorite nights working late in the state Senate was the night we passed the Alabama Accountability Act. And there was a complete freak out from some of the same people that are freaking out now. And the state did not explode. We didn't go down. In fact, if anything, we helped thousands of kids get Accountability Act scholarships and go somewhere else. But right now, do you think the political will is there within the current class of legislators? And I'm asking you that candidly. I recognize it's not just you and I talking. There's 6,500 people listening right now. But what do you think? Do you have the political will in the current body?
Here's what I think, Bill. It's all about who's making phone calls. I mean, already the superintendents are beating on these folks. I'm curious where the homeschool community is. I'm curious where people who have kids in private school that are sacrificing other things to put them there. You know, the listeners, they'd be on the phone calling these legislators and telling them they believe in parents' choice. I mean, I need to be getting people coming in my office say, hey, we're getting calls. We're ready to look at this bill on the floor. And it's up to the people. I'm just telling you, the people are going to have to voice their opinion on this issue. Otherwise, they'll be drowned out by superintendents and AEA folks to the members.
Well, there's that. Now, let me ask you, Dale, there was an amendment dropped on the bill today, and if I've seen any concern from people who I know would typically be in support of it, I mean, and truthfully, the Alabama Policy Institute, we saw the amendment today, and we're like, okay, now we got to check this out. The amendment, I've got a copy of it in my hands. It literally says that a participating student shall complete all standardized tests and assessments that are routinely administered to public school students to measure progress. That's it. But then what that does, though, is it opens up private schools to be concerned now that they're going to be having to take state oversight, and then what does the word assessments even mean? What's your response to that?
Well, my response to that is in the legislation, it gives the Parents' Choice Board great authority in terms of testing. The amendment, and I need to look at it, it may need to be massaged a bit. It basically just needs to state that this board has the ability, should they see fit, to request testing to make sure progress is being made. See, that's the argument to the fact that these schools are not going to be accountable. But, you know, if and I'll work with you, Phil, whomever, but we want to make sure that over time we see that we're making progress. Now, if that can be done through looking at ACT scores or whatever that may be, but it's just trying to find a way to make sure we're making progress down the road.
Well, and you know, I will be the first to say that there are times when we can't allow the quest for the perfect to outweigh the ability to have the good, and we may need to move forward on something like this. I do think, though, Dale, just me and you talking right now, that word assessments gives me pause right off the bat. Just want to make sure that what that means. And it may just be that we define what those terms are as opposed to taking them out altogether. But nonetheless, I know you're willing to work on it because the overall success
absolutely.
Of this is worth it.
I'm willing to work on it. And you're the first person that's mentioned this to me since the committee meeting. Obviously, in the process, I'm trying to do things. We struck down an amendment that would have gutted the bill, saying there was only failing citizens could participate. So, wow. I mean, you know, I want to do all I can to get as many people interested. But I'm just going to be honest with you, and I'll say it again. Your listeners and others who are in the communities that believe in school choice, you yeah. have to pick up the phone. The people are going to have to get active. This is one state senator down here is not going to be able to get this done. And I'm reaching out to your listeners that they need to get engaged in this issue. It's a potential to have a huge change in education policy, but it won't happen without people being involved.
And truthfully, we got nowhere to go but up, right? So why keep doing the same things over and over again? So there's that.
Well, it's crazy to be doing the same thing over and over again. I would hope that there are those out there like me that believe that this will improve our public school system. Public school system is not going to prove as a monopoly, but we've got to have choice, but we've got to have support of the people to do it.
Well, listen, Dale, we got to take a quick break. I'd like to come back from that break and spend about 5 minutes talking about the process for the benefit of the listeners, about where it goes through the legislative processes next, and including the House. You good with that?
Sure.
All right, we're gonna come right back with Senator Dale Marsh, who is sponsoring the most landmark piece of school choice legislation this state has ever seen, a state, by the way, that is ranked right now 50th in the nation, 52nd in math. We got to do something, y'all, and I'm glad we're doing something. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right on the News Talk powerhouse in North Alabama, and this is the biggest show according to the rankings across the northern part of the state. Let's get it done, Right Side Ruffians. You want school choice? Call your state senators and representatives. I'll be right back with more. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Going right back to the phones right now with our guest, State Senator Del Marsh. He's a sponsor of what is now being called the Parents' Choice Act. Senate Bill 140 was dropped in this week, came out of committee already today, does have an amendment on it, a committee amendment, and still a lot of work left to be done. Hey, Del, so let me ask you this. For the benefit of the listeners, you've got a legislative process. The first thing that has to happen is getting it out to the Senate floor, which involves getting put on the rules calendar. I'm already hearing that the rules chairman, Senator Wagner, is getting beat up not to put it on the calendar. When do you expect it to come out? Did we lose Dale?
I think so. He's on, but I don't hear him.
Ah, all right. I'll tell you what, Dale. Well, dadgum. All right, I can tell you right now, the State House is a horrible place to get connections. If he walks down the hall, we lose connection because that building is just like some kind of weird twilight zone for cell phones. Listen, Copper, you stay on the line with him, see if we can get it back. I'll talk about this for a second. If we can get Del Marsh back on the line, we'll cover down on this. So here's the bottom line, folks. He's got to get it to the floor of the Senate, all right? It's not that easy. The first thing that has to happen is it has to go through what's called the rules process. The rules committee literally is the one. Okay, Copper, Dell's asking me if he's still on hold. No, Dell, you're not. We're on the air. We are on teching you. We are on the air. All right. Copper, talk to him. But listen, so the bottom line is this. He's got to get it to the rules committee. He's got to get it through rules and onto the floor of the Senate. The same process has to happen down in the House. And he's back. All right. Are you back, Dale?
I'm back.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I told the audience that the State House is like the Twilight Zone for cell phones. I didn't know if you'd hit an empty spot or what. But hey, listen, man, you've got a legislative process. What I was about to go into is getting this thing first through rules on the calendar and out to the floor, and everybody, you know, we all know the process, but the audience might not. But I'm already hearing that Senator Wagner, the rules chairman, is getting beat up on not putting it on the calendar. When do you expect it to have it on the floor?
Well, I can get it on the calendar whenever I request it from Senator Wagner. The problem is I don't want to get it on the calendar until I feel we're close to having the votes we need for passage. And the votes of passage really isn't the problem. As you know, Phil, there's a process where if there's a filibuster, to break that filibuster, you've got to be able to cloture that individual doing so. And so I need 21 votes to do that. So that's what I'm working on now, is trying to get the 21 votes. And, you know, and I'm going to have to count on those from Republicans, which you would think would love this bill, but I've got to get them committed to the vote cloture.
Well, and you have right now a supermajority of, I just lost my train of thought, is it 28 or 27 Republicans right now?
27 Republicans, supposedly. And yeah. You would think they would be all over a parents' choice bill, but there again, I've got to get those votes.
Well, so, all right, that brings up a great point, Dale. Before I even get into maybe what's happening down in the House, this thing polls huge. I mean, it polls huge, not just among Republicans. This thing polls huge across party lines nationally. And in Alabama, it's been polled well. Isn't that right?
You're exactly right, Phil. And I've told my colleagues that there's no sense in being scared of this bill. It's a popular bill across party lines, as you mentioned, in all demographics, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, that they're all for it. And, I just don't understand how people cannot see the need for this when we're ranked so low in education across this country.
Well, you get it to the floor of the Senate, and I believe that you probably have the easier time getting it passed in the Senate, in part because of your influence and also because the numbers are easier to manage. But herding the cats upstairs is different than herding the cats downstairs. Have you had conversations with the speaker, and where do you think Representative Meadows is going in terms of having co-sponsors?
Well, she's working on that. She's working hard. I've talked to some members such as Representative Ledbetter, who's, as you know, is working to become the next speaker, and talked with Danny Garrett, several members down there to try to garner interest. But my hope was if we could get it out of the Senate, show some momentum, and keep the momentum going in the House. But that's kind of where we are. We're just going to, which is why, as I've said to you, it's important that those people who have interest in parents' choice need to be voicing that interest to their legislators.
Well, the Speaker of the House right now is Mac McCutcheon, and this listening audience, that he's their representative for many of them. So, and the Speaker of the House, for those who are listening right now, you may not realize, gets a strong say in what comes onto the calendar for the floor votes. So,
yeah,
Dale,
anyway,
have you had conversations with?
If the Speaker were to make a comment to your point, Phil, that if the bill gets to him, he'll get it on the floor. That's a big statement, and he needs to at least commit to the bill, and maybe the viewers could help him do so.
Well, and I appreciate that. So what that tells me is we don't quite yet know where Mac McCutcheon stands on the bill, is what you're saying.
I've not heard of anything from that office.
Okay. All right. Well, there's news. We need the Speaker of the House to get engaged. Well, Dale, listen, man, I know you're busy. You got plenty going on. We're up against a break, but I appreciate your time, and we will be on this bill, and we're devoting a lot of time to it. We got Corey DeAngelis from the American Federation for Children National Office coming on my show here in 30 minutes. So we're going to stay on it, not just today, but a lot
Thank
of
you.
Days. All right?
Thanks for your interest, Phil. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Dale. You take care. Right. State Senator Dale Marsh, the sponsor of the Parents' Choice Act. A lot of work left to be done in this. This is by no means a shoe-in. And I'm going to tell you right now, folks, I've seen Dell get animated on school choice bills before. The most animated I've ever seen him was on working the issue of school choice. But he's right. He can't do it by himself. And the very idea that he's got 27 Republicans and all he needs is 21, and he's not sure where the votes are yet for the floor vote in the Senate. And the Speaker of the House is Mac McCutcheon, who is from Huntsville, who has the ultimate authority to make sure that bill begins moving downstairs, and he's not even heard from Mac McCutcheon. That concerns me. I'm just going to tell you, folks, if you know State Representative Mac McCutcheon, I encourage you right now in this listening audience to let him know. And for that matter, all the rest of your representatives and senators, let them know. We got to do more than what we've been doing. We are 50th in the nation, and throwing money at it is not working. We spend more than a lot of other states that rank higher than us. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.